If your meg is to wear a talus girdle, some people have the bar mitzvah. You're from a German background, so you'll be putting on your talus already at the bar mitzvah. Or that's, you read the Shulchan Aruch, that sounds like the more correct practice. And most people don't do it, but so if you put your talus on in the morning, so you can only make a bracha, or if you're married, so everybody else, you're going to make a bracha of hizatim b'tzitzis. You're not going to make a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis when you put your regular tzitzis on in the morning. You're going to wait for the talus, because the talus is the better way to be mekayim the mitzvah. So we make the bracha of hizatim on the talus. Let's say you're going to take the talus off because you want to go to the bathroom. So what about your tzitzis? Well, if you take your tzitzis off, you don't go to the bathroom. No, you go to the bathroom with your tzitzis on. So because of that, you're not going to make a new bracha when you come back from the bathroom on your talus, because theoretically, you're allowed to wear the tzitzis in the bathroom. Even the talus, technically speaking, you'd be allowed to wear in the bathroom. Tzitzis, we don't take off in the bathroom. You leave your tzitzis on, you go to the bathroom. So, but we have a minute to take off the talus before going to the bathroom, because the bathroom is a place that theoretically you wouldn't be allowed to wear your tzitzis in, so you don't make a new bracha when you come back. It's considered as if your mind has been on the tzitzis, the talus, the whole time. What about when you want to take off your tefillin when you go to the bathroom? So that's a different story. Tefillin, you're not allowed to wear in the bathroom, and therefore, by definition, it's a hesach hadas when you go into the bathroom, because the bathroom is a place that you're not allowed to wear tefillin, and therefore, if you take off your tefillin to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, come back, you have to make a new bracha on your tefillin when you put them back on. Now, this might be a shayla that only applies to me, but I assume there might be some other people that might have this shayla as well. So some people, let's say maybe you wear wool tzitzis during the day, and then you want to go play ball, so you're going to wear a different tzitzis to play ball with. Is that something, I don't know, sometimes Rabbi Mordechai Willick does not wear tzitzis when he plays ball, or Rabbi Gershon Kramer does wear tzitzis when he plays ball. Different people have different customs of what they do. Do you wear your tzitzis when you're playing ball or not? So some people might, yes, wear tzitzis, but you want to switch your tzitzis from your regular tzitzis to your ball-playing tzitzis, because you don't want to ruin your regular tzitzis. So now you're going to put on a different pair of tzitzis during the day. So strictly speaking, anytime you put on a new pair of tzitzis during the day, you have to make a new bracha. You're putting on a new pair of tzitzis, a new bracha. But the intent of the Mefarshim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and others quote, let's say you have in mind, you know you're going to be playing ball during the day. So you have, when you put on your talus in the morning, you're having in mind that the bracha that you make with hizatim on the talus, or even if you're wearing tzitzis in the morning, you have in mind, I'm going to wear this tzitzis for a few hours, and I want this bracha that I'm making now to go to also count on the new pair of tzitzis that I'm going to put on a little bit later. I'm going to wear another pair of tzitzis later on. So the poskim say, if you have in mind in the morning when you're making the tzitzis that it should go even on the pair of tzitzis you're going to change into, you want to change into a different pair of tzitzis during the day, then you would not make a new bracha. However, if you had no intention of wearing the new pair of tzitzis in the morning, and now in the middle of the day, or it might not be to play ball, maybe it's for something else, a different reason, you're switching your tzitzis for whatever reason, you might want to switch into a different pair of tzitzis. If you did not have in mind when you put on the first tzitzis in the morning that your bracha was going to also go on the other pair of tzitzis, and you put on a new pair of tzitzis during the day, then you would make another bracha. Just stam, if you take off your tzitzis to play ball, and then you put them back on, we mentioned, I think, already earlier, that if it's a 3-hour break, then everyone agrees you can have to wear a new bracha. But if it's just a half hour or an hour to take a shower or something, and you have in mind that it's a seven bracha, so probably you would not make another bracha when you just took them off to go swimming or to take a shower. If it's less than a couple of hours, if you're thinking about it the whole time, so then you would not make another bracha. Have a nice day.